This podcast is brought to you by Money Control. Hello and welcome. You're listening to Taking Stock, a special podcast on Money Control post-market closing. I'm Sakshi Batra and I'm going to be taking you through the day's market action. Well, the Indian market barometer Nifty extended its losing run into the third consecutive session, falling below both 50 DMA and 50 EMA. As investor sentiment remained fragile due to concerns over India's economic growth, while the Supreme Court's AGR order and its impact on telecom and banking stocks continued to weigh on the sentiments. Moody's Investor Services today has slashed its 2020 growth projection for India to 5.4% from 6.6% forecast earlier. Now, apart from this, we also spoke to Vinod Nair, who's the head of research at Geojit Financial Services, and he says that the domestic growth concerns seem to be back in the market as indicated by a recent downgrade by Moody's. He also added by saying that banks having significant exposure in telecom players continue to be in the limelight as lack of funds could delay the payments and degrade the quality of banks' balance sheet as well. Now, the continuous rise in coronavirus cases has also forced major Asian peers to downgrade their growth outlook, which could cause a ripple effect in the other nations in the first quarter, while recovery is expected from the second quarter, is what he believed in. Now, let's look at the final tally today. Sensex closed 202 points or 0.5% lower, down at 41,055 levels, while Nifty ended 68 points or 0.56% lower today, to end at 12,045 levels. Now, when we talk about the broader markets, BSE mid-cap and small-cap indices, they underperformed the benchmark indices today, suffering losses of about 1% each. Now, top Nifty gainers in today's trading session included names like Titan, Gail India, and Nestle. Top losers or the top Nifty losers included names such as Yes Bank, Coal India, and ONGC. Apart from this, most of the sectoral indices incurred losses, with BSE Oil and Gas and Utilities losing about 2.4%, and over 2% respectively. Now, power, realty, healthcare, energy, industrials and capital goods indices fell over a percent each. On the other hand, Consumer Durables Index bucked the trend to settle at 1.6% higher, supported by gains in shares of Titan, Crompton Graves Consumer Electricals, and Orient Electric. Now, BSE IT and Tech also ended with milder gains of 0.3% each. Now, apart from this, let's also look at some of the stocks, such as 237 stocks, including IndusInd Bank, ITC, and ONGC, which hit their 52-week lows on the BSE, as against 78 stocks that hit 52-week highs in today's trading session. Moreover, as many as 323 stocks, including Shankara Building Products, India Bulls, Integrated Services, Jain Irrigation Systems, and Lakshmi Vilas Bank, they hit their lower circuits on BSE, against 175 stocks that hit their upper circuits today. Now, a volume spike of 1500% was also seen in Muthoot Finance. Besides, volume spike of 200 to 700% was seen in stocks like LIC Housing Finance, Balkrishna Industries, and Mannapuram Finance. Long buildup was seen in stocks like Muthoot Finance, Balkrishna Industries, Mannapuram Finance, and Mindtree. Also, a short buildup was seen in stocks like NCC, LIC Housing Finance, Glenmark Pharma, and Sun TV. Now, there were others stocks also in focus today and in action on the back of news flows. Let's start off with ONGC first. The share prices fell about 3% after the company posted about a 50% year-on-year fall in its standalone profit in the December quarter. Now, most PSU banking stocks also suffered losses after the Supreme Court refused relief and asked the telecom operators to pay the AGR dues by March 17. Now, PNB, Bank of Baroda, OBC, Syndicate Bank, State Bank of India, Indian Bank, Central Bank and Canara Bank were among the top losers in PSU banks, ending about 1 to 4% each. Now, Muthoot Finance share prices surged 17% after the gold loan company posted healthy earnings in the December quarter. It reported a healthy 66% year-on-year increase in the Q3 profit at over 800 crore rupees. Alfagio share prices jumped about 13% after the company bagged orders worth 128 crore rupees. Let's also look at the technical view right now. Now, Nifty 50 has fallen for the third consecutive session today and has continued to trade below its 50 days moving average amid the economic growth concerns after Moody's has also cut the FY20 GDP growth forecast to 5.4%. Now, fears over banking exposure to telecom companies and the sector after the Supreme Court verdict on AGR liability and the continuous rise in the coronavirus cases also has dented sentiment. The index has also closed below 12,050 levels and has formed a bearish candle share for the third straight session as closing was lower than the opening value. Now, considering the consistent weakness after recent rally, experts have advised traders to avoid long positions for the time being. Now, the three crucial levels to watch out for on the index would be 12,037, 12,158 and 12,226. Maximum call open interest is placed at 12,500 and 12,300 levels, while the maximum put open interest is placed at 12,000 and 11,800. With that, it's a wrap here. Many thanks for listening to this podcast. Views and investment tips expressed by investment experts on moneycontrol.com are their own and not that of the website or its management. Moneycontrol.com advises users to check with certified experts before taking any investment decisions.